Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
How important is it for you to have some stability at that position with whoever's next?
Yeah, I mean, I think continuity is important for an offensive line. You know, I don't get paid to make those decisions, so I trust, you know, whoever they decide to bring in. Right now, just trying to get healthy, make sure everybody get back for next year, and just try to have a positive mindset going into next year.
Andrew, for you going into this offseason, considering everything that happened this season, you know, what's your mindset in terms of what you want to accomplish going into next year?
Yeah, the first thing, just health. I'm just trying to do all the prehab I can do to be ready for next year. Missed a lot of time this year, which I think hurt the team. So just doing what I can to be healthy, and then just trying to become a better leader, find ways to be, you know, a better talker, a better leader vocally. I think that's something that I can work on and be better at, especially for the room with the young guys. So that's the two things I'm focused on.
There's so many young offensive linemen here. Do you express a sense of urgency for them that, you know, the offensive line's going to go as good as you are, you need help? Like, the offensive line's going to go as some of these young draft picks develop?
I don't look at it like that. I look at it as a collective unit. You could say, you know, I play well, but I don't think I play to the level that I can this year. And if we're all not playing well, it really doesn't matter what I'm doing. So a lot of those guys are dealing with injuries right now. So the biggest thing is for them to be healthy, you know, attack the off season, and, you know, once we get back together, we'll try to build something.
Whoever is back next year from this year, will you guys wear as a chip on your shoulder? I don't know what the final number is, but it's the second most sacks ever allowed in NFL history. Will you guys want to forget that, or will you wear that in the back of your minds as like something we need to prove we're not that?
I think 1 year to the next doesn't really affect as much as you would think. But obviously we don't want to be, you know, in that category. We never want to, you know, for the quarterback to be hit that much. But there's more things that we want to clean up. We want to clean up the run game as well. Continuity as an offensive line together as a whole, just being more dominant.
Andrew, in this league, I mean, people have their theories as to how an offensive line should be built. You know, bring in assets, draft assets like yourself, but also then as well, you know, you need to bring in experienced guys.
Yeah.
For you, having been in this league and seen success, how would you build an offensive line if someone asked you and said, all right, Drew, what should we do to get this thing on the right track?
I think there's multiple ways to skin a cat. If you look across the league, there's some guys that, you know, are drafted high that play well immediately. And then, you know, from my experience, I did it. You know what I'm saying? So you never know when you're drafted high, and vice versa. There'll be, you know, guys that are veterans that get signed for really nice deals, but they might not gel as well with that group. So I think it's more about the continuity as an offensive line together, the mentality, the technique that we're all using and playing together as one.
What, along those same lines, what makes, for you, what would be the ideal offensive line coach? I'm not saying who, I'm saying, is it a motivator? Is it a technique master? Like, what makes a good offensive line coach?
I think it's all of those things that you just said, but I think a lot of times we get caught up in who's the coach. I think some of the blame has to be on the players. Like, and that's why I say I want to be a better leader. Sometimes I get focused on myself, just worrying about, you know, my issues, my injuries, or whatever's going on. But at the end of the day, it's a player's game. So we have to play. All they can do is tell us, you know, what the plays are, what the technique is. But at the end of the day, we got to block. So that's the mindset we got to have.
What will your offseason message be as you head out to Evan Neal? Obviously, his second season was kind of lost due to injury.
Yeah, just to try to keep a positive mindset. Been there before. I know it's not easy. He has high expectations for his, for himself, and we do too. Like I said, the biggest thing for him is to get healthy, because it's hard to play in this league when you're not. And then once we get back together, just continue to build.
Did you take anything from being a teammate of Justin Pugh, a guy who's been here previously and now obviously was back?
Yeah, Justin was great for us, a great veteran. He brought energy to the room that I think we needed. And then obviously played some positions for us that I don't think he knew he could play. You know, playing tackle for us was, it was great. We needed it. A great refresher in the room. I appreciate him.
Drew, you talked about your injuries, and I know how serious you'll take going into the year, but is there any part of you that first night and that first injury that just looks at it as bad luck? Or could you have prevented that? Right, you know, where did you feel like you need more prehab? I mean, how do you kind of come to grips with the way the hamstring happened?
Yeah, I mean, you try to convince yourself that it's something that you can do to prevent certain injuries, but it's football. Things are going to happen. Just try to be more aggressive this year and just making sure everything's fine-tuned when the first snap happens.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait,
did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.